This is The Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney. And unfortunately, there is no Hamish with me tonight. He's quite ill, so he's not able to make it in for tonight's show. Obviously, I am wishing him to get better as quickly as he can, so that we can get the show back to normal next week. But just because he's not here doesn't mean I don't have a good show for you lined up. Obviously, I'm going to be unpacking the Invisible Backpack. And then I have a guest in the studio. I have Dale Briscoe. Dale has his own startup. He's got a food van, but he has a lot of experience with mental health. His mental health journey is really one that I am looking forward to unpacking with him. So let's get into it.
Saddle up your horses, cowboy. For the only men's issue show in all of radio. The Toolbox.
This is The Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney. And as you've already heard, the rumour on the street is true. There is no Hamish with me this week. He's been poorly, so he will be joining me again next week. But I've deputised, I've called in some favours. So joining me, my special guest, co-presenters for one week only, I've got almost the third tool in the toolbox, Jake Chappell.
Hey up, how do's?
I'm making the Spark debut. We've got Oliver Ross.
Good evening.
Welcome, Oliver. How are you? You excited for your Spark debut?
Buzzing.
Nice one, fella. Nice one. So what we're going to do is we're going to unload the Invisible Backpack. Now, if you are a first-time listener to the show, the Invisible Backpack is the way that me and Hamish usually check in with each other. Obviously, no Hamish this week, so it will be with Jake and Oliver. But everyone's got an Invisible Backpack, and it's full of all the things that occupy your life. It could be the like really heavy things like mental health, physical health, things like anxiety, body image, self-esteem, work, stress, all that stuff. But it could also be good things that happen. You know, if you've had like a positive week mentally, if you've had good news, things at work, life events. So, Jake, let's start with you. How's your backpack?
It's like a bit of a medium one this week because I'm in the middle of moving house. And moving house is always a stressful time for anyone. It's a busy period where you're trying to get stuff done. But we got the keys on Friday and I went Friday night. And it's clear to say we will not be moving in there because there is cockroaches in the bathrooms.
Really?
Which is very disgusting.
Oh, that's no good.
Yep. Like, they've completely redone the flat. Like, it looks amazing outside, obviously, the cockroaches. But if there's one, there's going to be a good few dozen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a no-go. So it's a bit heavy looking for somewhere else to live for now.
I find what you do when you move is you scramble around to see, like, which of your closest friends has access to a van?
Well, one of my roommates that I'm going to be moving in with is a DPD driver.
Oh, okay.
So he's got a van. He just borrows it after work and stuff if need be. So is that true? All right.
Let's not name him because I don't want him to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oliver, first time unpacking the backpack with us. How's your week been?
It's a bit of a medium backpack as well, you know. It's I've got mox final one tomorrow, and for the last week I've basically covered the mox up by just going to sporting events for the last week and just trying to ignore it.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly coming to the realization that I've actually got a mock tomorrow. Maybe I shouldn't have covered it up for the last week.
So what sport have you been to this week?
Today I went to the F1 Silverstone. Nah, proper fancy. It was beautiful. Lando Norris home win. I'll support Lando. Great day out. And then on Friday, I went to the Durham Cricket.
Who were they playing?
Knots.
That's a good tie. That's a classic.
It's a great name.
Durham Knots.
Yeah. It's a great name, by the way, Knots. I like that. Simple.
Satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like Scottish football, but something about someone saying Falkirk on the telly just hits that point. It's just like, oh, satisfying.
A brain scratch.
Yeah. I mean, just like, I don't know why, like, but yeah, there we go.
How's your invisible backpack, Rory?
Yeah, it's been generally quite positive. Like just this week, it's between work and getting on with it and hanging out with my partner and stuff. That's all being good. I got to see my dog for the first time since January.
Nesta.
Yeah.
Nesta.
Yeah. And then I was in work scrolling through my phone because it was a little bit quiet and I'd done all the side work and found out one of my friends passed away last week. It's one of those where obviously it's sad, it's upsetting, but I'm in my 30s, like I'm at an age where, you know, I've unfortunately got dead friends. It happens to everyone. And it's not out the blue. So she'd had problems with alcohol addiction and mental health. Like she was sort of almost a textbook suicidal alcoholic. And that's not minimising everything she went through, but there's a part of you that sort of accepted that this could happen years ago. Because that has been like 10 plus years that she's been dealing with those kinds of issues. But it's a reason we did the show, like talking about these things. Like, you know, Hamish, obviously, I live with Hamish and
yeah.
He's ill, so I couldn't have gone back and spoken to him because we've locked him away in his room. And then, you know, I finished work and then, like, what would I have done? Just sat at home or sort of been quiet with my partner, you know? So, one of those. So it's a slightly heavy backpack, but, like, in a way, especially with, like, the trajectory that Kate was on, you sort of have to also look at it. You know, she's not sort of suffering with that mental burden anymore and the disease of addiction, so... And we don't really know what's happened yet. We don't know if it's, you know, related to addiction or something else. So
yeah.
It's sort of like, whilst we don't know, it's a sort of grey area. But yeah, that's the backpacks for the week. We're gonna play some tunes and then come back. This is Where the Moss Slowly Grows by Tiger Army. And then once we're back from that, we're gonna be speaking to our guest this week, Dale Briscoe. Dale has a really interesting mental health journey that he's been through. And he's also a new budding entrepreneur, so I'm sure we'll get into chatting to him about that as well. But yeah, this is Tiger Army. Where the Moss Slowly Grows by Tiger Army here on Spark. You're listening to The Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney, and I have my special guest with me in today. I'm blessed with guests today. I've also got a guest co-presenter. I've got Oliver in with me.
Good evening, again.
One sec, mate. I just need to sort that out.
You good?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds a bit quiet, but that might just be me. Our guest today is Dale Briscoe. Dale's got quite it feels weird saying interesting mental health story.
It's interesting, but probably a bit crazy at the same time.
You just get a little bit closer to the mic for me.
Okay, that's too close. Thanks for having me on, by the way, Rolly. Pleasure to be here. I've always been told I've had a face for the radio, so, you know.
Yeah, I had to move to radio from film and TV, so yeah, we're all good. So, Dale, your sort of interaction and experience with male mental health goes back to quite a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say about 12 years ago now, maybe 11 years ago, living in student accommodations, one of our friends, Ainsley Jack Charles, we was out the night before. We see each other the next morning, and we didn't hear from him for a while. We lived with him at the same time, so we went to check on him. We found him hanging from the his bedroom door on his on the top of the door with a university rugby tie around his neck. And that's the first time you kind of think, well, you know, men's mental health is needs more people looking into it.
I think we come from a relatively similar sport and background, and especially if you'd have been 21, I would have been about sort of 18, 19, and the sort of mental health side of sport wasn't there yet.
No, no.
So, especially a group of lads, how did you respond as a group to that?
We're all heartbroken. We didn't expect it, for one. He was the... It's like the happy clown. He's putting a brave face on, trying to cheer everyone else up, where he's obviously hurting inside himself. You know.
And did you feel like you had any support then for what you might have been feeling and experiencing?
Yes and no, but I think everyone deals with it their own way. And I think there's more help now than there was, say, 12 years ago, which is in the right direction.
Oliver, with obviously you're sort of in the back end of your school career, heading towards, you know, university or work or wherever you're going to go.
The big world.
Yeah, the big boy adult pants world, all that. In terms of support through things like school and extracurricular places, like, is there mental health support there?
There is, but it's not very effective in a way.
And what makes you say that?
There's a long waiting list for like any support in like anywhere to get it. There's a long waiting list to get it because there's so many people going through such similar journeys and that are struggling and we're all going to get help, and then there's just not enough resources to help everyone.
That is an unerringly familiar thing that's said quite often on this show, a problem with waiting lists. Dale, coming out then from obviously that experience with your housemate, where does your mental health journey then go from there?
So you just wonder why, what you could have done to help prevent it. Trying to keep yourself positive, that's the hard thing. Some days you'll be down.
It's
hard to put in words, you know.
And especially that age when, you know, I mean, I would say like I'm still not mature and I'm in my 30s, like, but at that age, 20, 21, like, I don't think you've got the, like, sort of acumen about you then to do it. Do you think that experience almost had to pull you up into growing up a bit more?
Yeah, I think you're right, mate. It did. It puts hairs on your chest. But it's all too common, you know, someone who's... everyone knows someone, if it's their friends or family, a colleague. It seems to happen too much, too often these days. Lost my brother with the same thing, mental health, depression, the pride thing. 2.5 years ago, Brett Briscoe, he was the toughest man, the proudest man, most loyal, funny man. But inside, I wish I saw it more. He was hurting. So yeah, it's hard to bear. With friends, it's bad. With family, just hits you even more.
I can't begin to imagine what that's like to go through. Was it an event that brought your family closer together?
Yeah, I think so. We pulled together and I don't think anyone has seen it coming. The last time I spoke to him, he sounded a bit different, but he put so much of a brave face on it. It's the pride thing, that generation. It's a sign of weakness, I suppose, and rather than letting stuff out, he it's like a balloon. You put more and more in, you don't release any pressure, any of the gas, you sometimes do like exploding. So I think it's good to talk, good to write things down, good to get things out, just so you don't get to that point where you feel that suicide might be the only way out.
Quite often in life, the hardest things to say are three words, and whether that's I love you or I need help. It seems to be something in particular that men of all ages seem to have trouble with. Have you found that you are at least taking steps to try and be more open and honest about where your mental health is since then?
Yes, I think now I have. At first, I went a bit quiet, kept everything aside, told myself I was doing okay, but deep down, I probably wasn't. It wasn't till probably, I think, about 13 months ago now, I had a bit of a bad weekend, on the drink, kind of have a few drinks, take the pain away, take the edge off, found myself near Marsden Grotto, South Shields. It's a bit blurry at the time, but I ended up falling down the cliffs, 50-foot drop. So wake up, sunrise, 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been there for about 4 or 5 hours. Picked my leg up. It felt like a bit of spaghetti flopping around. I broke 21 bones altogether, but I felt no pain physically. I was still painful mentally. The mental pain was much more than physical.
Obviously, you've had a lot going on over the last 2.5-3 years to that point. And I know we were talking before the show, and you say that you try and sugarcoat it a bit so as not to worry people. But how have you found, have you found any coping mechanisms to help you better deal with your mental health since then?
Yeah and no. I think sometimes it's easy to say, oh, it was an accident, I fell off. I wasn't suicidal at the time, so just want to let people know that.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a couple of songs and then we'll come back and continue the chat after.
That was Siren by Tearjerker, and I am Oliver Ross here at Spark with Rolly and special guest Dale.
Yeah, we're carrying on the chat with Dale. Dale's been sharing with us some of his mental health journey so far, and where we left it, you were on the sand at Marsden Grotto, 21 broken bones. So,
okay, yeah, we'll start from there. 21 broken bones, 14 ribs that punctured both my lungs, so I don't know how I was still alive or breathing or not in a wheelchair. Opened my eyes again. There's a lovely woman called Paula with a dog. She sees the state of me, rings the ambulance and gets me to the hospital. So without her, I probably would have been brown bread right now. So thank you again, Paula.
With you're in hospital then for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Like, I mean, first of all, the fact that didn't kill you is almost impressive.
Yeah, it's a bit of a miracle. Sometimes I think it's me brother, Brett, saved me. And the tide was out rather than in. If it was in, I'd be sleeping with the fishes right now, for sure.
Quite literally.
So I'm here for a reason. I've been thinking about doing my own business, selling coffee, smoothies, all the healthy stuff you can think of, food. So yeah, I thought, while I'm here now, I'll try and make something of myself. So it's called Disco's Bistro, all one word. I've got Instagram for the first time a couple of weeks ago, so I'm starting from ground level, trying to get some followers, trying to figure out how to use it, to be fair. It took me 3 days to realise where the messages were. The little symbol I thought was to check in for the location. It looks like an arrow more than a message thing. So
yeah.
I'm figuring it out. But any help, anyone following me would be appreciated. I'm just trying to say, support local businesses. There's a Costa and Starbucks. Cost a fortune. They don't really want to help the small businesses. My coffees are cheaper and healthier. So I'm in the northeast of England mostly, Sunderland, Washington. But I'm hoping to go down Barnsley, where I'm from, and try a few places there, just see if I get a few people following me. Next year, hopefully, the festival scene, that'll be nice. I wish people were like they are at festivals, because everyone's so happy, friendly. That's how people should be in real life, really. It's
yeah,
good vibe.
It's kind of the aim that we set out for the show. Was in an ideal world, like, we'd have to stop. But so in terms of keeping on top of your own mental health, in terms of giving yourself those things that lighten the load a little bit, do you have specific things you do, like the gym or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. The gym is one way to get rid of some steam. You keep it all inside, you're going to end up blowing up. So it's good physically and mentally. You get the dopamine and all the like the natural highs your brain gives you. What else? I'd say gardening, planting seeds, fruits, flowers. You can plant a seed like literally with a seed, or you can plant a seed like kind of figuratively. So you can like set yourself targets, goals, and work towards them. It all helps with keeping yourself occupied and keeping yourself positive. You have your bad days where you feel a bit down. You think about people you've lost, your loved ones, all the bad things financially. You think, oh, I'm skint. But you could always be worse, I suppose. So, I mean, you know.
It's good, though, that you can acknowledge where you're at. And to go to like how you like your gardening. I don't think there's any bloke alive who, for like a little 1 minute of daydream time, hasn't gone, oh, I'd like an allotment.
Yeah, it would be perfect. It's just hard to get one nowadays.
I made the waiting, like, again, waiting list. Waiting list for everything.
Yeah, I help my granddad John sometimes in Barnsley. He's got two, the greedy booger. I think one's registered on my dad's name, but don't tell anyone. But he's a good influence. He'll get up at the crack of dawn. He'll be up cleaning, like, planting stuff. He's got his racing pigeons, and he always says to me, the day I lie down in the chair, feel sorry for myself, that's the day I die. So his positivity, I think, has helped.
Staying active.
Yeah, definitely. For his age, he looks 10 years younger than what he is.
What do you do, Oliver, for like, do you have any coping mechanisms in terms of just keeping you like a level head, or?
There's always gaming online. Like, you just get focus on that for a bit, just de-stress from the world around you and just focus on that for a while.
What are you playing at the moment?
There's always FIFA Pro Clubs.
Yeah.
With your mates. You've always got like COD stuff like that. There's a new game called Rematch. It's like a Fortnite version of football a way. With like the graphics and stuff like that. That's been going on and stuff like that. It's weird. The world's weird of gaming.
Hamish has rinsed me on here before because I got my PlayStation back around about Easter, and I only got it fixed because I'd wanted to play Hogwarts Legacy for a while, and I think like the first week I did like nearly like 100 hours. And you know when you're just like, oh, this isn't me.
It's escapism though. You can kind of forget about your problems, spend a few hours in front of the computer, you can get lost in the quest or whatever. I'm playing Fallout 3 again for the Xbox 360.
Class.
Oh yeah, you just lose 3 or 4 hours and you think, oh, it's only been half an hour. You look at your clock, you're like, oh, Christ.
Christ, 4 in the morning. But with having clearly you're passionate, Dale, about, you know, food and eating well.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to try and give people a new, something new to try. They do Costa, they might get the same latte every single time. It's probably got like syrup and sugar and all that. And, some of my concoctions, I used to do cocktail master classes when I was at university, working in bars, restaurants, all that kind of thing. So I've always been making some kind of concoction. Sometimes I've got alcohol in them, but I haven't got my alcohol's license. So anything you would buy from Disco's Bistro, they're not going to get you drunk. Not yet, at least. But I think also if you're in the house bored, just put a few things together. Cooking, it's like therapeutic. Put some music on, put a few things together. I used to watch, is it Ready City Cook, where they get loads of random ingredients together and just see what you can make from the ingredients.
Ainsley Harriet, the man, yeah.
He liked it spicy, a bit of Ainsley, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's a good name, Ainsley, the same as my friend we lost, Ainsley Jack Charles. a few of the lads from uni got tattoos of his initials on the calves. So there's a few of us walking around with AJC on his legs.
Yeah.
Bless him.
That's a nice tribute. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get back together with the lads from uni?
Yeah. Not as much as we used to do. Everyone's got jobs, wives, kids, families. So it's not as... But yeah, at least once a month we all meet up.
Oh, that's more regular, I think, though, than a lot of people would meet up, though.
See, back in the day when I was a student, these neck of the woods, it used to be £1 a pint. Now you're probably talking £5.50.
It's just disgrace.
It's bloody disgrace, is it?
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Good old days.
Just wondering, do you have, like, much of a routine, like, going for your...
No, I think it is good to have a routine if your brain works that way, but mine's a bit ADHD riddled, so every day is different, which I like the randomness, I suppose, of it. But in a week, I'll try and say, like, gym at least 3 times, out on the bike cycling at least 1 to 2 times. So whether it's Monday or Wednesday, whatever it happens, as long as I'm trying to hit these targets, it doesn't have to be routined or... I think wherever it works for you as a person, though, some people would prefer routine more than... But as long as you're doing the right things, you get the benefits from that.
I feel like it's always good to have some sort of target per week to just try and get yourself going for it. Mm-hmm.
And even if you have a week off, where you've had a bad week kind of thing, you can go back to it. You know, it's not the end of the world.
With starting a business, because it is literally a startup, isn't it?
It's a bit scary.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
How are you finding fitting in all the work you need to do for that alongside your kind of quote-unquote regular 9-to-5?
Yeah, so Lidl, I work at Washington Lidl, work in the store, I'll do the bakery, so the croissants, bread, but I'll get delivery and work on the tillage, just a bit of everything. It's physically quite demanding, but it's more tiring with your own business thing, and you kind of got to think more and prepare the van, get it, and then it's more mentally draining, I suppose. With the social media part of it, I'm all new to that. As I said, I've only had Instagram for 2 weeks, and some people say use TikTok, but it's all alien to me. So I think a lot of that is it's kind of draining mentally, but I'll get there. It's a learning curve. I've jumped into the deep end, and this is probably the hardest bit, getting my name out there and trying to find a few patches where I can go regularly and try and get a regular customer base.
I kind of think of like self-employment, having your own business, again, like versus just sort of working, having a job. It's being like...
It's a lot more pressure.
When you're working, having a job, you're like a kind of fish just going along with the flow until it's sort of finished. It's like there's easy parameters on it kind of thing. Whereas I think with your own business, you kind of need to have like a shark mentality of keep moving, otherwise you don't eat, isn't it?
100%. But what it is, I'm still keeping the job at Lidl, at least for the time being, because I do get a lot of cheap fruit and veg, also the coffee, so I'm hoping to like pass the savings on to customers. Like my espressos are £2, I think cost is about £3.50-ish. So, I mean, you're shopping local, helping local businesses and saving money too, so I think that's going to be a USP for me. Stuff that they don't do. You've got like the cinnamon and clove coffees, which no one's tried, but they're really good for you. Also mushrooms, say lion's mane, this chaga mushroom, all that's really good for your brain. But I think not many people know about it, so I'm trying to get these more mainstream so people can be more accessible, you know, and keep them at a lower price too.
That's always good though, like especially in a cost of living crisis. I think I struggle, like I'm often very, very skinned. And one of the things one of the things that I sort of like, I almost feel guilt if I want to get myself like something like a coffee or something. But when you're saying like the prices like that, I think it's sometimes important to remember, like, no matter like sort of how hard up you feel or how, you know, bad it feels, you have to give yourself little things to look forward to. And, you know, like, speaking to you on the show and off mic as well, you know, like if I was to get a coffee from you, I also know we're gonna have, like, just from how you are, you're getting conversation, you're getting that sociability, you know.
Definitely, Rolly. I'm gonna say as well, anyone with any kind of problems or any issues or they're struggling with something or just want to unload a conversation, they can come get a coffee. I'm all ears. So I mean, I've been through everything really. So even if you come over, get a coffee, have a little chat for 10 minutes, you you might help your backpack. You'll unload your backpack, feel a lot lighter, you know, feel, you know.
I mean, that's ultimately what we're trying to do with a show like this, is we're just trying to get men to open up and talk. And it is a lot easier said, like, ironically, easier said than done. But I think it's just like, you know, we, in this country, we're so repressed anyway with expressing anything like feelings. Like, if you say to someone, right, like, how are you doing? Right, the only socially acceptable answer to that is, oh, yeah, I'm all right, sound. I'm fine, I'm sound, yeah. And it's like, if you're actually like, oh, yeah, no, it's been a bit of a hard weekend, now people are like, why are you telling me this?
Feels like a burden, don't you? Like, oh, sorry, I don't want to bore you with my troubles, you know, to try and bring the mood down, but that's what we should do more.
Yeah, it's socially conditioned. So a part of that is, I think there's an attitude sometimes in male mental health that a lot of men get the feeling like, we need to die on our white on the back of our white horses, don't have to have other people bear almost an indignity in watching us fall. But for me, if you don't want to see me fall off my horse, then I don't need you in my life, you know.
Definitely.
If you're not there for me when the chips are down, then
100%, mate. But yeah, the gym thing is a good thing, and with your backpack, I think what you say is what you put into your backpack. So your diets, what you're consuming. Even like the music and stuff you're watching on TV, it could be beneficial for you or it could be negative for you, you know. If you listen to a bit of reggae, it's like a good vibration, you've probably been in a good mood all day. But if you listen to some heavy metal, some depressing stuff, you're probably going to be angry all day.
Yeah, it's definitely got a certain bit of a... being down to, like, I'm a bit of a sort of metalhead and punk, and it's like there's times where, like, you listen to bands like Slayer for 8 hours in a day, and then you need some, like, Enya. You need some Enya to take, like, the sort of edge off, like, in the afternoon. Yeah. You know, it's like, I heard someone once be like, oh, I hate Enya. It's like, how can you hate Enya? It's just silence coloured in. Like, what we're going to do is we'll go to some tunes, we'll come back and we'll chat some more. This is Don't Panic by Coldplay. Always On My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys here on Spark. You're listening to The Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney, and in the studio, all bases are loaded. I've got the Dewsbury Duke, Jake Chappell.
Hey, yeah, hello, how you doing?
All right, mate, yeah. Thanks. we've got a Mac and Prince, we've got Oliver Ross.
Good song, by the way, it was a great song.
Yeah, I just played it, I panicked and put it in. I was like, I don't know what to play, so you can't go wrong with Pet Shop Boys, can you? Like,
true. That's very true.
And we've got Dale.
That's me.
Dale Briscoe.
Briscoe, Disco Bistro. Hello.
Took the words right out of my mouth. So we are coming towards the curtain closers, but I couldn't have Jake and Oliver in the studio without asking about, are we excited for the Premier League? We've got a Leeds fan, we've got a Sunderland fan.
Oh, of course, because our second fixture is Arsenal, which is going to be awesome. Awful, awful. They made a fantastic signing today. It's not going to be fun.
And obviously Sunderland keep beating Leeds to all their targets. how are you feeling with it, Oliver?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Petrified. Really scared for it.
Is this because we assumed we were going to get battered every week and now we have hope?
Yeah, I was going to say that. We've got hope. I'm scared of hope.
It's like, Kirill, this is not how this goes, baby. And Dale is a Barnsley fan.
Yeah, unfortunately, someone's got to be under.
I say that when I'm in Liverpool, being a Sunderland fan. So, it's that time of the show, Drake. Unfortunately, it's the curtain closer. I want to say thank you to everyone for coming in and jumping in. It's been a really good show. Just because the conversation stops doesn't mean the conversation stops. If you feel you urgently need to speak to somebody, the number for Samaritans is 116. 123. That's 116 123. In Sunderland, we have two Andy's Man clubs. There is one at the Beacon of Light, and there is another one at Kale Road Library. They've also started a new group in Horton this spring. That is 7 p.m. every Monday, except for bank holidays when there is no group on. And if you're not quite sick of me yet, I also host Tuesday Home Time. That's every Tuesday from 3 till 6. Jake, you host?
I host Monday Home Time, which is 3 till 6. Tomorrow, if you're driving home, tune in.
Thank you. And this has been The Toolbox. Thank you for listening.
I'm a man, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed.
I'm a man, and it's okay to cry.
I'm a man, and it's okay to ask for help.
I'm a man, and I don't need to be perfect.
This has been The Toolbox.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week at 10 p.m.